Good afternoon, everyone. Today is January 18th, 2023, and this afternoon session of the Portland City Council meeting is now called to order. Keelan, please call the roll.
Good afternoon, Rubio.
Here.
Ryan.
Here.
Gonzalez.
Here.
Maps.
Here.
Wheeler.
Okay, and Mayor Wheeler is representing the city at the Council of Mayors in Washington, D.C., so that's why he's absent. And it is now my pleasure to turn it over to legal counsel for the rules of order. Hello, Lindley.
Thank you, Commissioner. Welcome to the Portland City Council. City Council is holding hybrid public meetings with in-person attendance in addition to electronic attendance. If you wish to testify before council in person or virtually, you must sign up in advance by visiting the council agenda on the council clerk's webpage at www.portland.gov/council/agenda. You may sign up for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions, reports, or the first readings of ordinances. Written testimony may be submitted at cctestimony@portlandoregon.gov. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. For testifiers joining virtually, please unmute yourself once the council clerk calls your name. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during city council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. A timer will indicate when your time is done. Disruptive conduct such as shouting, refusing to conclude your testimony when your time is up, or interrupting others' testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Additionally, council may take a short recess and reconvene virtually. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Lindley. There's just one item this afternoon, and it's time certain. Keelan, can you please call the first item, 64.
Amend the comprehensive plan and the planning and zoning code to create the planning commission and dissolve the planning and sustainability commission.
Thank you. Commissioner Rubio, I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to you and take it away.
Great. Thank you, Council President Ryan. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm thrilled to introduce this ordinance, as the results of this ordinance means that two very big sectors of work will have the dedicated time and space they deserve to deliberate important policy development work. More specifically, the ordinance represents the first step toward creating two important commissions, one focused on long-range land use planning and the other focused on climate and sustainability. The need for these two commissions is clear, as the oversight responsibilities related to both land use planning and sustainability in Portland have become more than one commission can undertake. This understanding was demonstrated by the report I commissioned in late 2021, which found that the current broad scope of the PSC, the Portland Sustainability Planning and Sustainability Commission, threatens its efficacy. In addition, before we start the public hearing and begin deliberating this proposal, I want to make two things clear. One, that the Planning Commission will continue to take an intersectional approach to this work. I want to correct a misperception that the old PSC will be split in two. This is not correct. Economic justice, racial justice, and climate justice will continue to inform decisions made at this commission. And two, the attention to climate issues has, as we just talked about, outgrown the capacity of the old commission and need their own staffing and focus. So I'm deeply committed to creating a new commission focused solely and strictly on climate and sustainability related items. BPS is currently recruiting for a coordinator to lead the process for establishing that commission, and we're very excited about getting this moving. I'd also like to thank both current and past Planning and Sustainability Commission leadership and members for their invaluable service to Portland and Portlanders. Their work has been dense, and this work demands much of their time, and we're so grateful for their leadership. I look forward to hearing from the public on this matter, and we're all excited to begin working with the new Planning Commission and the imminent work to create the new Sustainability Commission. Before I pass it on to staff to begin the presentation, I'd like to introduce a minor amendment, and I'd like to get this on the record so that we can give testifiers a chance to express their thoughts. As shown on the slide, is there a slide showing?
Yes.
Okay.
Not
bringing
not
that
yet.
Up right now. One second.
Here it's coming.
Okay. Thank
it's
you.
Up.
As shown, as you will see on the slide, I am proposing to not delete the words "the city council" from paragraph 2 of the commission's list of power and duties. I'm proposing this amendment because it clarifies to whom the commission is providing advice. Providing greater clarity in regard to the commission's scope, purview, and expectations was an issue raised in the evaluation report. And I think this amendment will reinforce the relationship between the commission and the city council. So therefore, I move to not delete the words "the city council" from paragraph 33.710.040.D.2. Can I have a second on that?
Second.
Thank you. So now I will turn it over to BPS Director Donnie Olivera.
Thank you, Commissioner. Donnie Olivera, Director of Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, for the record. Before we get started, Commissioners, I'd like to take a moment to thank the staff that worked on this. Patricia Diefendurfer, Sandra Wood, Julie Aachen, and Shannon Buono, who have worked diligently and with our the members of the Planning and Sustainability Commission to craft the amendments that are going to be before you today. And as Commissioner Rubio mentioned, this proposal has been the result of a process that started about 2 years ago on evaluating the strengths and the opportunities for advisory bodies that are addressing land use and climate. And as we acknowledge, there's a great opportunity for us to evaluate, as we're doing with our whole city government, how we do business with the city, with our public. And so as we present these code changes, and those will be coming afterwards with the placement of the commission members and the creation of a new sustainability body, the idea here is strengthening the way that the city of Portland does business. So just want to acknowledge that this is part of the grander change that we're all experiencing. There was a consultant that was hired that did interviews with prior commissioners, current commissioners, and city staff across the city to again, look at the strengths and the opportunities when we evaluate these bodies. And in the years that we've been building the Sustainability Commission, the reality was that the work scope just continued to get more substantial when it came to the climate issues. In truth, when the commission was formed 12 years ago, the strategy was really sound. At the time, the Planning Commission was a strength of the city of Portland, and we were trying to elevate the work of climate. And so ultimately, the merger of the two issues made a lot of sense then. But today, as the issues continue to expand on each other with the resiliency needs of our city, the truth is one body cannot cover both systems. And so with that, we did an evaluation, and staff went to work to come up with the results, which is a Planning Commission and a future Sustainability Commission. And as Commissioner Rubio alluded to, the Planning Commission will continue to evaluate the lens of land use through a climate and social justice and economic lens that will not stop. We'll just have a new entity that'll help us evaluate the climate issues that our city is experiencing, both in mitigation and adaptation. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge and give a lot of credit to the commissioners who have served on the PSC, covering such a wide range of issues. The city of Portland continues to be a leader in both land use, planning, and sustainability, and that has a large part to do with the leadership of the advisory members that made up the PSC over the past year. So thank you, those who are in attendance and listening more broadly. And the last thing I want to acknowledge is Commissioner Rubio mentioned the Sustainability Commission. This is a chance for the city of Portland to evaluate how we do our climate policies going forward. We look forward to working with your staff and our community members and partners to evaluate what is the right breadth scope for this new commission, because there is no shortage of issues that our city must endeavor to solve for the climate crisis. And with that, I'd like to hand it over to Chief Planner Patricia Diefendurfer to walk through the code amendments that you'll be taking action on today. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Olivera. I'm going to call up the presentation and get started. Apologies for the delay. I think I should have this going here now. Okay, very well. Thank you so much. Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Patricia Diefendorfer. I'm the chief planner of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. The project before you is a proposed zoning code amendment to dissolve the Planning and Sustainability Commission and create the Planning Commission. The new Planning Commission will focus on long-range land use planning while continuing to advance the wide-ranging policies in Portland's comprehensive plan, including those related to sustainability. Land use planning and the arrangement and distribution of uses and access to transit and other mobility options contribute significantly to the city's sustainability and will continue to be the charge of the new Planning Commission. And you heard some of the background. In 2010, the Planning Commission of the city was combined with the Multnomah County Portland Sustainable Development Commission, and that was created, and that union created the Planning and Sustainability Commission, as Director Olivera mentioned. There's been a significant amount of community involvement related to this project. The project began with a consultant report commissioned by Commissioner Rubio. The consultant conducted 30 interviews with nearly 40 stakeholders to gather their diverse perspectives on what was working well with the PSC and on desired areas of change. Interviews included current and past PSC members, as well as two past chairs, current and former BPS staff and leadership, and numerous city bureau directors and staff and city attorneys. This proposal was crafted in close collaboration with a subgroup of the current Planning and Sustainability Commission, which met 5 times over the course of 2 months. Additional community involvement included public notices, getting feedback from the Community Involvement Committee, highlighting the project in BPS communications, and holding a public hearing at the Planning and Sustainability Commission. The current Planning and Sustainability Commission plays an important role in the land use legislative process as granted by zoning code and state law. It holds hearings, takes testimony, and publicly deliberates on land use plans, policies, and regulations that affect the growth and development of the city. The recommendations it makes to the City Council as part of the legislative process ensure that these proposals have had public input and discussion prior to their coming to Council. The proposed updated powers and duties ensure that the new Planning Commission will continue this important function. The amendments affect 3 policies in the comprehensive plan that would be updated, and the zoning code chapter that is the review bodies chapter of the zoning code. The proposed zoning code text amendments generally change the name of the commission to the Planning Commission and update and revise the Planning Commission's purpose, powers, and duties to reflect its land use focus. And the changes, again, address the powers of the Planning Commission, the number of planning commissioners, and the powers and duties. The amendments, among the things that the amendments do is reduce the number of commissioners from 11 to 9. The number of commissioners was increased from 9 to 11 in 2010 when the current Planning and Sustainability Commission was created. So the proposal is to go back to 9 members. So the amended purpose statement, in addition to specifying the purpose of the Planning Commission, articulates the Planning Commission's commitment to centering climate and equity considerations in its deliberations of land use plans and proposals, as mentioned by both Commissioner Rubio and Director Olivera. The powers and duties, the amendments that specify the powers and duties to reflect the authority granted by the state and the zoning code as it relates to making recommendations on land use plans and policies and related topics. Some of the other amendments that this proposal involves are updates to the code related to conflicts of interest to bring it into alignment with state law and to modernize the language. Deletes the code related to comments on appeals of quasi-judicial land use decisions. This subsection is deleted because the commission currently is not briefed on quasi-judicial land use reviews or appeals of quasi-judicial reviews and would not have the background necessary to provide relevant comments. Finally, as mentioned before, the name of the commission is being changed throughout the chapter and the name of the commission will be automatically changed in other titles of the city code. So in summary, the Planning and Sustainability Commission recommends that the comprehensive plan and zoning code be amended as described in this presentation and in the project's recommended draft. Want to give a quick overview of our preview of next steps. So in addition to these code amendments, the council will be appointing the commissioners. There's a city council hearing February 22nd to make those appointments. The recruitment has been underway, and the recruitment period closed January 17th, and the appointments will be at council, as mentioned, February 22nd, with the objective of seating the new commission by March 1st. We already discussed the amendments. This is the language that's being amended. And that concludes the staff presentation. Staff is available for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Donnie and Patricia. Is there anyone signed up for public testimony?
Commissioner,
yeah.
If I may interrupt, I would like to ask Commissioner Rubio if she would consider modifying her amendment. What staff has identified that in the directives, it's very specific about which dated draft they're adopting. I would propose that in directives A, B, and C, the words as amended be added to the end of each of those directives. And
okay.
So if Commissioner Rubio would be willing to identify that and ask that it be added to her amendment, and then maybe you could resecond it, it would be great. Commissioner Rubio, does that make sense, what I've stated?
Yes, so I will move that the addition that you just mentioned be added to my amendment.
I second that.
Thank you. I appreciate your indulgence on that.
No, thank you. Now, can I ask if there's any public testimony?
We have two people signed up.
Great.
First up, we have Mark Linehan.
Is it too soon to ask for public testimony?
We do have a invited speaker, Commissioner Steph Routh, the chair of the
great.
Planning and Sustainability Commission. If we could invite
Thank
her
you
to
for
speak.
Telling us.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
This is Mark Linehan.
Hey, Mark, we're going to pause a moment for public testimony, and then we'll come back to you.
Am I up?
Yes, welcome to this is the invited testimony from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. Welcome to the meeting.
Thank
Please
you.
State your name for the record.
Absolutely, and thank you for your patience, Mark. Mayor Wheeler, Commissioner Rubio, and Commissioners Gonzalez, Maps, and Ryan, for the record, my name is Steph Routh, and I have the honor of serving as, I'm pretty sure, your last chair of Portland's Planning and Sustainability Commission. I am joining you from the vista of PSU's Community Organizing and Social Change class. They will more than likely be coming to a dais near you in 2 to 3 minute increments on topics of their passion, which will be a boon to us all. The Planning and Sustainability Commission is pleased to offer its support for the Planning Commission Code Amendments Project. The Commission voted unanimously on November 22nd, 2022, to recommend adoption of the amendments that will dissolve the Planning and Sustainability Commission and create the Planning Commission. I am grateful to be a part of this process that has called the question of how best to advance our city's goals of equity and sustainability, and appreciate Commissioner Rubio's statement that work absolutely continues. It would be easy to simply continue the PSE, which was established 14 years ago when the Office of Sustainability and Bureau of Planning merged, but sunk costs are not sufficient reasons to continue when a better way is possible. And I'm grateful to both Commissioner Rubio and the incredible BPS staff for their leadership in this process. Franklin D. Roosevelt insisted on the importance of, quote, bold, persistent experimentation, end quote, in his 1932 address to Oglethorpe University. And I think it holds true here. Mayor Wheeler and members of City Council, it would be hard to overstate how breathless with anticipation for the development of the Sustainability Commission we are. The Planning Commission is set up to realize the benefit of incorporating the lessons we have learned for advancing equity and sustainability through planning to the best of its ability, but there is no shortage of work to be done, and we are eager to see that process move forward. It will take all of us to meet the moment of our overlapping climate and housing crises, for starters. In the words of Lakiana Drury today on Twitter about citywide change, let's get to work. So thank you for your time and consideration. I'm here for any questions you may have, and if there are none, I'm going to go back to teaching this class.
Thank you so much, Steph. Thanks for your leadership.
Thank you. Cheers.
Now, we'll go ahead and call the two people that have signed up for testimony.
Okay, first up, we have Mark Linehan.
Welcome, Mark. You have 3 minutes.
Thank you. It won't take that long. My name is Mark Linehan. I live in Southeast. I'm connected mostly because I'm disappointed that this split is being done without simultaneously establishing the new Sustainability Commission. I think it makes Portland look like it doesn't care as much about sustainability as it should, even though that's claimed to be an ongoing concern for the Planning Commission and certainly for BPS. I think it should be established as quickly as possible. I'm concerned also that it may be weak in the sense of not having the kind of budget and staff that the PSC currently has, and so it won't be able to do its job as well as it should. And I'm also concerned that the Planning Commission has a responsibility in law at the state level and also in the city level. The Sustainability Commission will have no responsibility as such and will certainly not be able to apply any requirements that the law brings up with regard to planning. And so it seems to me that the Sustainability Commission will be second class. And I don't think that's where the city wants to be with this. So I would like to urge you to make sure that you get the Sustainability Commission going soon, give it adequate staff, and give it some level of not just responsibility, but ability to actually apply its concerns or its advice regarding sustainability in the future, as opposed to simply being a secondhand commission that doesn't really have any good job to do. So thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Next up, we have Al Burns.
Welcome, Al. You have 3 minutes.
Al, you're muted.
I'm muted, sorry. And I will turn on the video too. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to testify. I want to begin by saying that I support the proposed ordinance. In order to be more effective, I believe the commission scope needs to be narrowed to taking care of land use matters. They're sometimes mundane, but always important. And the commission's role as the keeper, the one that maintains, updates, and carries out the planning comprehensive plan through its recommendation to council is a very important role. My only concern is that the role of the commission not be overly narrowed to a view that the commission's only job is to make adjustments to the city's zoning code. It's much broader than that and cuts across several portfolios of city government. I wanted to note that the Planning Commission was first established by city ordinance in December of 1918, and it first met in January of 1919. And then it was called the City Planning Commission. And I'd like to offer that's a better name than just Planning Commission, because it emphasizes that this is a commission for the entire city. It's not advisory to one bureau or one part of the city. And it's in order to be comprehensive, the commission needs to address things like public works, urban renewal, housing, a variety of matters. And I think the name City Planning Commission might work well with the pending charter amendment, which provides a more unified approach to the executive functions of the city. I've got several narrower points, they're small but possibly important. One of them is one of the code sections. It talks about energy, economic, and social consequences. By doing that, it adopts three of the four factors that's required for any planning consideration under State Planning Goal 2. The missing factor is energy. I don't know why it isn't included. I think it would be a good idea to put it in so all four of the EC factors are identified in code. I can't see the reason for just identifying three out of the four state factors. Other concern in that same section is that it narrows the five guiding principles to two. The current comprehensive plan includes guiding principles on economic prosperity, equity, and resilience. It's by not quoting all five of the comprehensive plan guiding principles, it seems to elevate two. In concluding, I would say that I would support the amendment made by Commissioner Rubio to emphasize that the commission advises the city council. There's also a couple of glitches I've noticed in the code. The ordinance should probably address the city's acknowledged community involvement program that contains 12 references to the Planning and Sustainability Commission.
And thank you, Al. We have to wrap it up here.
Sure.
All right. Thanks so much for your testimony.
Sure.
All right. That concludes our public testimony. Okay. Colleagues, any questions, any thoughts? That's why we have Commissioner Rubio here and the staff. Thanks for coming back up, Patricia and Donnie. No, you're good. Ms. Rubio, any thoughts? Okay. So now we move forward with, we have to do the amendment first, vote on that, correct? Is that what you suggest to do right now? Thank you. Okay, so it has been moved and seconded. So Keelan, go ahead, please call the roll.
Rubio.
I wanna just thank the testifiers who weighed in. And as I mentioned before, we're taking this opportunity to reset. This is an exciting time. So I vote aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Maps.
Aye.
Ryan.
Yes, thank you so much for those who came to testify today. And also thank you for the context. I really appreciate hearing why this happened 12 to 14 years ago and why it makes sense to dissolve, to evolve, correct? So anyway, I appreciate the dialogue today. I vote aye on the amendment. Okay, so that moves on. Okay, Madam Lindley, please tell us what's next.
So at this point, it would be good to acknowledge that the record, if you intend to close the oral and written record and just move it on to the next reading.
Yes, we have closed the oral record and we'll keep the written testimony open until...
I think you're closing both.
We can close both today?
Yeah.
All right. Often we do one or the other. Okay. So they both will be closed today.
Yes.
It's official. Okay. That's done. All right. What other business do we do today? This goes on to when?
Yeah. This will pass to second reading as amended.
All right. So this will go on as amended into the second reading. And that moves on to January 25th at time certain, 10:25 a.m. Correct?
That's correct.
All right. This is easy.
No, I'm sorry. It's 9:45 a.m. Is when it's going to return.
So this is a first reading. It now moves on to a second reading, which will be on January 25th at 9:45 a.m. Yep. Got it. I just had something different here. Okay. Thank you so much. That's it, right? All right. This means adjourn. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon. Thanks.
Thank you so much, commissioners.